The Senate meeting about automated vehicles, or AVs, takes place as Congress prepares for its next Surface Transportation Reauthorization Bill. Every few years, Congress passes a new bill to fund and set policy for transportation on highways, rails, and other forms of surface travel, and the previous bill expires at the end of September. Executives for AV companies touted the potential for their cars to save lives by removing the human factor in driving, which causes accidents. Jeff Farah, CEO of the Autonomous Vehicle Industry Association, asked for congressional regulation.
First, raise the bar on safety for all autonomous vehicles by requiring the Department of Transportation to move forward on a series of rulemakings, including requiring that AV manufacturers develop a safety case. That is, evidence and documentation demonstrating why their vehicle is safe to be on the roads.
Farah also wants AV companies to follow certain driving competencies to prove to the public they are safe, as well as the establishment of a national database for sharing information relating to AV safety and standards for controls designed to allow human drivers to operate automated vehicles. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell criticized the liability waiver Waymo has users of its AVs sign.
We are not going to take this common standard in software where I'm downloading a game or some app and now we'll apply it to cars. We're just not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm not going to sign a binding arbitration agreement with Waymo and then basically say I can't sue them. I'm just stuck in binding arbitration. I guarantee you this Congress isn't going to be for that either. The Senate has already taken action, trying to be more aggressive. But where do we go with this issue, you know, of building that trust?
The proliferation of AVs has raised many safety and liability concerns over harmful accidents and traffic problems. Last month, a child was hit and injured by a Waymo car near an elementary school in Santa Monica. Over the holidays, Waymo cars blocked streets of San Francisco during a mass power outage and forced the company to temporarily suspend service, raising questions about the car's ability to adapt to real-world driving situations. Social media users posted videos of Waymos as they encountered traffic lights that were off. Some cars abruptly stopped in place while others stopped in the middle of the intersection, forcing cars to swerve around them. A new California law that takes effect in July will help authorities to hold driverless car companies responsible for traffic violations. The law comes after police in San Bruno, south of San Francisco, tried to ticket a self-driving vehicle for an illegal U-turn earlier this year. Officers stopped the vehicle, but were unsure how to ticket a robot. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.